This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, thank you for hanging out with us this morning. If you want to reach us, go ahead and text the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Lee Rogers, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, sir.
I have some news for you from the text line. You may want to consider using this in a future newscast.
Okay.
A person said, Pop-Tarts are on sale, $1.95 at CVS yesterday.
Glad to hear that. That's not something.
So what do you think about breakfast? Coffee and sweet tarts.
Yeah, it's. I think as your guest was saying, that's probably not a good idea.
No, not for brain
the
health.
The coffee's okay, but the sugary pastries are probably not a good idea.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting the terminology incorrect, but a sociopath, do they not process emotions properly? I think that's how it works. That's different than the psychopath. I thought a sociopath doesn't translate what they're seeing in the world to emotions in themselves, which I feel I've become numb. Maybe that's a better way to put it, to news. I can look at news stories. I can look at headlines.
Yeah.
I can read them. Very few times do I find myself getting emotionally worked up anymore based on political news stories. And I think I'm like, when it comes to that, I'm a sociopath,
yeah,
which maybe helps my brain.
I'm becoming immune to it, too. It's just, I know, it's just like when you read about some of these scandals and you hear about powerful people that are accused or there's some congressional hearing. It's like, I have no idea that these are ever going to be prosecuted, that people are going to be held accountable. I see some of these hearings, and I know why you have them. I mean, they're bringing in some of the Biden, Biden administration aides to talk about the president's declining mental situation, and they're pleading the fifth, and I don't remember, and it's like, I know why you're doing this. It probably needs to be done, but it's like, there's nothing going to happen here.
Right, but we could clear this all up, just have Joe Biden give one speech or one testimony, but he is incapable of doing that.
Yeah, well.
You know, on a side note, I saw that they are going to release new emojis, and they dropped the new emojis that are going to be added. Now, if I had to guess, Lee Rogers, when you text message someone, you use a lot of emojis. Lots.
No, not too many. I mean, occasionally, yes, on a personal with my wife and with the kids, I might occasionally put something in there, but it's not something I spend a whole lot of time doing. And with anyone else, I don't. It's just like a little.
Yeah. Well, little I do
creepy,
it as a joke to my wife because she knows I'm not an emoji guy. Here's what they're introducing. There's one emoji they're introducing that I am very excited about that I am going to use all the time. So let me give you all of them, and I'll save the best for last.
Okay.
Here's the new ones. An apple core, ballet dancer, distorted face, fight cloud, orca, like a big whale, a trombone, and a treasure chest. Okay. These seem all very nice. The fight cloud's kind of cool looking. But here's the one I'm really interested in. They call it hairy creature, but we all know what it is. It's Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. All right.
a Bigfoot emoji, are you kidding me? I'm going to end every text message, no matter who it is, with Bigfoot emoji. I love that.
Maybe that could be the international system, symbol rather, for conspiracy theories.
No, no conspiracy there. Bigfoot's alive and well, my friends.
You've seen the videos too, huh?
Well, I don't know, Lee, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a weekend host for Coast to Coast AM.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
I just started doing
Coast to Coast.
I'm sorry,
I'm sorry that you're doing it.
But you're
No, that's great. I think that's fantastic. I mean, that has a huge audience, and obviously we air that here, too.
Right. It's right here on this very radio station.
Wow.
So I do the last weekend of every month. So I'm off this weekend. I'm on next weekend.
All right.
And I do mostly Friday and Saturday nights going into Sunday, you know, Friday night into Saturday morning, night into Sunday morning. And I love it. It is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. Yeah. And the audience is huge.
Yes,
it's something like 650 radio stations across the country, satellite radio, other countries streaming. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. But now that that emoji's there, this is big news for me.
Okay.
That Bigfoot has showed up in emoji form. Wow. I wanted to talk to you about one other story, and this is kind of a sad tragedy. This is a terrible transition to go into the story, but I saw the update to that 19-year-old worker that was the construction worker that was hit by this woman. She was a reported DUI crash.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? If you're drunk and you hit a worker on the road, you should not be given bond. You should be denied bond instantly. I don't understand why they let some people just wait for trial outside when they do something that is so negligent, like driving drunk and hitting a worker.
Well,
I don't understand that.
Tara is famous for going after this situation because this state has a history of going very, very, very light on multiple offense drunk drivers.
Ugh.
And her opinion is it has a lot to do with the fact that so much of the legislature is made up of attorneys. And this is one of the things where I get very frustrated when I see people who have multiple DUI convictions. It's like, I'm sorry. At a certain level, you are a threat to society, and there has to be something done about where you are not allowed to get into a position to where you can endanger me, my family, my friends, or anybody else if you cannot be responsible for your own actions enough to not be able to drink and drive.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, this being so sympathetic, oh, we have to be sympathetic to this poor drunk woman who could have killed and may still have. I think the person is an intensive care unit fighting for his life.
Gosh.
It could go either way. This young man just trying to work, make a living, taking a job that we've been begging people to take jobs for.
Yeah.
And he's out there making a living and making some money, doing what a job that needs to be done when it comes to construction work.
Yeah.
And then a drunk hits you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she's allowed out on bond. And this guy is in an intensive care unit fighting for his life. It's so stupid.
It's surrounded
it
by
should
family,
have been denied.
Probably, that are having to take their time off to try and care for him. And
yeah, exactly. And on top, there's a story up here in Michigan that was gained national attention. You might have saw it. It was a woman who drove her car into a boat club where a children's birthday party was going on. Killed a brother and sister, injured a ton more.
Yeah.
And immediately the lawyer came out and said, these cops are liars. She wasn't drunk. It was a car malfunction. So then the prosecutor in this case put out the evidence. They had video of her drinking at her house. They had video of her drinking at this bar. And then they put out the toxicology report afterwards. It was like two times the limit.
Yeah.
And she slammed her car, killed these two kids. And people are like, you got to be sympathetic. You need to understand that this is a bad day for her, too. And I'm thinking, you are out of your mind.
Yes, you are.
Way too sympathetic.
Yeah. It's
way too sympathetic.
It's a bad life for the parents of those two children that were killed. You have
it's
ruined
the worst life.
Their lives. You have ruined their lives.
It's not even a question. It is going to be the worst for them to try. You'll never recover from that.
No,
how
absolutely.
How young these kids were, these tiny, at a birthday party.
Yeah.
Kills me there to think that we're way too sympathetic, obviously, I think. Going back to PBS, NPR, things like that, now that the funding is going away, I don't think any of the major shows that people associate with PBS are going away. All the kids shows, the Daniel Tigers. There is one show on PBS that I love. It's This Old House.
Yeah.
Do you watch any PBS shows?
I used to when I watched television. Yeah, I used to watch a little bit of that. But yeah, I've always enjoyed those, and I find out the things that I'm not talented nor have the tools to do. So
yeah, but I think what people need to understand is that these different affiliates that are airing these broadcasts across the country are paying for the rights for these national broadcasts.
Right.
So they have these affiliate payments they have to make in order to air the specific shows. So on the local end, they either do fundraising or they get different businesses to donate money. It's nonprofit. Yeah. So all of these different big shows, the Big Birds, the Elmos, none of that's changing.
Yeah.
They're still going to get paid the big bucks because all these other affiliates in the major markets are paying them these sort of money for the content of these programs.
Right.
And they keep saying these small, tiny rural areas are going to have a hard time keeping up. Well, here's what I would say. You know what? Run your Radiothon, just donate your money and get your tote bag if you think they should be around.
Right,
go donate your money.
All of these rich,
that's all you got to do.
Liberal progressives that think that this is necessary, then pony up. You pay for it.
Pony up.
That's it.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Pony up. Well, Lee Rogers, it's glad we're able to work this morning. It's almost like therapy for me to bring these things out when I get an opportunity.
There you go. Well, it's my contribution to society.
And if you ever wanted to reach the show on the text line, it's 800-905-0989, a great way for you to interact with the show, too. Coming up after the break, I saw that CNN is finally recognizing that the Democratic favorability is super low, which is, okay, you needed to figure that out. But now they have a new person to blame for their loss. Who does Hunter Biden believe is at blame for the party's loss in 2024? Because I'm sure he had nothing to do with it. And I also saw that a majority of homeowners are reluctant to buy or sell their homes each year. So we're going to talk to someone from Bankrate on that this hour, too. I just want to talk about the housing market. I'm just scared that there's going to be a bunch of houses with no buyers because people aren't buying right now. So if you're thinking about doing something this summer, we're going to get an expert's take on that coming up. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the morning. It's been fun this morning. If you want to reach out, if you want to text the show, it's really easy. 800-905-0989. Looking at some of the text messages, one person said, 6 months mandatory, 10 grand fine, first offense solves the problem. I don't know. I mean, this person, this poor man, I don't want to say kid, he looked young. He could lose his life, or at least his life's completely altered and changed after this. 6 months mandatory. I guess that would be a minimum. Let's look at this. Can I get some new ringtones in text tones, Apple? We've been using the same tones for 20 years now. I don't know if I even know what my ringtone is. My phone is constantly on vibrate. I never take it off of vibrate, ever, ever. The fact that you know what your ringtone sounds like, I'm just going to say this, and please don't be mad at me. It sounds like it's going off so often that if you're looking for a variety, the other people around you are already annoyed that your phone's going off all the time. Does it go off in church? I think that is the cutoff line. If your phone rings in church, you know you have a problem. And you you have to get the thing going on vibrate. Just become part of the vibrate club, and we'll be fine after that. One person said, bad day, sort of like President Trump said the Secret Service had when that man was killed at his assassination attempt. I don't know what that text message refers to because we weren't talking about that. Another person said, not to mention all the kids that survived the incident and will be scarred for life. Thank you for that, too. All right. A couple of things I wanted to get to. And there's CNN waking up to the fact that Democrats are not popular. And they bring this up to other Democrats who are unpopular. I think J.D. Pritzker was one of them. This was from CNN. Play this here. Okay.
On the subject of Democrats, a brand new CNN poll out today shows that Democrats' favorability among Americans is at its lowest point in the history of CNN's polling back to 1992. Only 28% of Americans view the Democratic Party favorably.
Keep that in mind. Every time someone brings up a poll for Donald Trump, how is his approval rating? Oh, it's not great. It's in the 40s or whatever, 30s, 40s, 50s. Sometimes it gets above 50, at least when things are going pretty well. And it'll get back up there. I think once the tariff stuff is settled, I feel if we could get some sort of conclusion on Israel and Iran, Russia and Ukraine, if we can just get a conclusion on one of those two major international conflicts and the economy continues to go, and let's say interest rates get cut, I think there's a lot of good things that can happen that are going to be favorable for Donald Trump. Inflation will drop, and that will knock him right back up to the upper 40s. Which is, at least for modern-day presidents, pretty good. But what does Hunter Biden say is the reason why his daddy lost the run for presidency, ends up stepping down, and Kamala Harris goes in and loses it for his party? What is the reason for all of this? Why did it happen? Who is to blame? This was part of CNN's conversation because Hunter Biden appeared on a podcast.
Former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Jamie Harrison, is, guess what?
Doing a podcast.
Doing a podcast, exactly. That's what everybody does. One of his first guests, one of the first three guests, I think they dropped three at the same time, was Hunter Biden, President Biden's son. We have an excerpt from Harrison's interview with Hunter that's set to drop next week. It's been released. In this excerpt, Hunter said this about why Democrats lost in November 2024. Take a listen. We lost the last election because we did not remain loyal to the leader of the party, meaning his father. That's my position. We had the advantage of incumbency. We had the advantage of an incredibly successful administration. Yeah. And the Democratic Party literally melted down. So he blames those who suggested that Biden shouldn't be at the top of the ticket. And that's why Democrats lost.
It's so funny. Hunter Biden. Let's look at all the different controversies that Hunter Biden had. You had photos of him, smoking crack or whatever it was. You have him with prostitutes. You have him accepting foreign money. You have him lying on applications and getting federal charges when it comes to the gun applications. You have him generally tweaking out at the White House. You still have the question of who brought the cocaine to the White House, which everyone kind of like, okay, I think we can figure this. And you don't have to be Columbo to figure this one out. You have him generally out there just running amok and making a mockery of the White House. And then you have Joe Biden out there saying he's one of the greatest people I've ever met. Oh, boy. Then you have a Joe Biden go up there and completely humiliate himself. He is incapable of running the country, shows it during that debate, and everyone else in the world gets to see how senile and mentally challenged his state is at the moment with whatever was going on, but they refuse to acknowledge it. He steps down. You bring in someone totally unpopular like Kamala Harris. The Democrats don't know what to do because they rush this sort of thing. You burn through $1 billion and go into debt to try to push your unpopular candidate, who, by the way, internal polling from the DNC showed she never had a chance, but they were still taking in and spending the money over and over and over again. And Hunter Biden said, oh, no, it's because you didn't support my daddy. What? Okay. Well, this is very delusional. Did he give this podcast from South Africa? Did he ever come back from South Africa? Remember back when Donald Trump took office? And as soon as he found out that Hunter Biden was still getting Secret Service detail while he was partying down with who knows who and doing who knows what, and was it South Africa, I believe? He said, no, we're pulling that immediately while he's on vacation. You can do it yourself. Go get some of your big money that you took from foreign entities, and I'm sure you funneled to the big guy, Joe Biden, which, by the way, that was never settled either. And now he's doing a podcast, and now he's saying there's everyone else to blame, but, you know, of course, he had no accountability. All right. Well, coming up after the break, I don't think we really need to go into this too much further, because I think we just all understand just how delusional the Democrat Party is right now in self-assessing their problems. Maybe it's a good thing for Republicans to understand. Let them continue to wallow in that and not be able to properly diagnose their own issues. Let them continue to put up socialists / communists that are running for high office and the mayor of New York, and let them be the type of candidate that they want to push in there. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk to a principal writer at Bankrate. And part of this is that people are just not buying and selling homes like they have the last couple of years. Is that a sign of something bigger? Are we in trouble? Is the housing market in trouble? I want to know. I mean, I just want to look at the trends, and we'll figure that out coming up, because it could impact you if you're planning on buying or selling. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. You're listening to Newstalk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, welcome back. If you have a question at any time, feel free to give us a text message, because that always helps when we have great guests like this. 800-905-0989. That is the number to text in. Joining us now is a principal writer for Bankrate, Jeff Ostrowski. Thank you so much for coming on this morning to South Carolina.
Hey, good morning.
I always worry about the housing market because it seems like whenever I'm in need of a home, it's always the wrong time to be on the buyer side. It's always the worst time. And then I think to myself, if I have to sell a house, man, I would like it to be on the buyer side or on the seller side. I want it to be in my favor at least one of these times. You never know when those things are going to happen. But you can look at the trends. And right now, a majority of homeowners are reluctant to buy or sell. So what's going on with the housing market?
Yeah. And so before I get to that, I'll just address the point you made about timing the housing market. I mean, it's so inconvenient for most of us because life happens regardless of what's going on with home prices or housing inventory or mortgage rates. So, you know, whatever it is, the growing family, job change, death, divorce, all that stuff just kind of happens. And it's, so it's really hard to say, oh, I should have waited and bought when it was more convenient, because that's not really how life works. But just in terms of the housing market overall, we're just in this weird situation. Home prices are at record levels. Mortgage rates are more than twice where they were during the pandemic. And everyone is feeling kind of like you are, which is that it's not really a great time to do anything. I always manage to do something at the wrong time. And so I'm just not going to do anything. Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the situation some buyers are in right now, because I bought the home I'm in right now two summers ago. And it was one of those deals where I've never been in a situation that it's been so competitive. I think we put in 13 offers that were declined before we got the house we're in right now. And you get into desperation mode at some certain point. You're like, I just want this to be over with. I don't want to do this forever. And our realtor is probably feeling that times two. They're tired of showing us homes. So what's the market look like this summer? Is there the same type of demand where people are going out and there's multiple offers and you're going to get declined a bunch of times? Or has it kind of settled off into a more traditional summer?
So what you just described was very common 2 to 3 to 4 years ago. So intense seller's market, multiple offers. If you were trying to buy a place, you were competing with a lot of other people. You had to come in over the asking price. If you were a seller, all you had to do was put the for sale sign in the yard and post it on the list, multiple listing service, and it was sold. And that's changed. And I would say, you know, South Carolina was the fastest growing state in the country there for at least a year. And so that was particularly intense in your market. And that's slowed down a lot in the Sun Belt. So in the Sun Belt, especially in the formerly hot markets like Florida and Texas, prices have started to come down a little bit. Certainly not a crash, but a small declines in prices. And a surplus of inventory. So things are sitting on the market a lot longer. And then there are places like the Rust Belt in the Midwest where there just hasn't been a lot of new construction. And they're experiencing the boom, the intense seller's market that the Sun Belt had a couple years ago. So it's nationally, it's kind of all over the place. But in your market, I would say it's, yes, there was a pretty intense seller's market a couple of years ago. And now it's more like a balanced market where it's neither a seller's market nor a buyer's market.
I'm going to ask a question that I already know the answer to. The answer is going to be because that's not how business works. But I'm going to ask the question anyway. So when interest rates are lower for mortgages, let's say 3%, 4%, when we saw some of these really low rates, the mortgage companies were still making money because they're making interest on these loans. Now, the cost of a home is much higher now than it was 5 years ago or whatever, 6 years, 7 years, when the interest rates were much lower. So if the average home sale price is higher and people are taking out larger loans, the companies can make the same amount of money with a lower interest rate just based on the amount of the length and the amount that the loan is. Why doesn't a giant mortgage company say, okay, all these people are holding back. I know what the rate is. I know what the competitive rate is, 6.5%, 7% right now. We're just going to flat out offer a 5% for anyone. There's no reason why anyone would ever underwrite with anyone else. We'll still make a ton of money because the home values are so high and people are taking out big loans. And we'll make it up in bulk. Why don't mortgage companies do that, understanding that people are waiting for something like that?
Yeah. Well, as you said, that's not how the mortgage business works. I mean, not to get too deep in the weeds while everyone's still drinking their morning coffee, but so the U.S. housing market is very much built on this idea that that company that originates your loan, Rocket Mortgage or Bank of America or your friendly neighborhood mortgage broker, whoever it is, they're your touch point when you take out the loan. But almost as soon as you sign on the dotted line, that thing is being resold. It's being packaged up by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or the FHA or VA. And it's being sold to investors. So really, it's not your bank. It's not anyone who you see or deal with directly who's making a loan on your house. It's probably a pension fund, an insurance company, an investment pool in Europe. I mean, it could be anyone, but all of these are packaged up and resold. And because of that, they're all very standardized, and whatever today's going rate is what the rate is. I will say that there was a period a couple years ago where some of the big lenders were offering promotions, like they were giving free rate buy downs. So just saying, hey, we'll eat some of your lower rate to try to drum up some business. So they had done some of those things. But the reality is, because of all those factors we talked about earlier, high home prices, high mortgage rates, affordability challenges, they just weren't, those efforts definitely were attracting some interest, but there's just not a huge volume of mortgages being originated right now.
Jeff Ostrowski, principal writer for Bankrate, joining us here on the show. And I think part of what you find too is the dream that the rates will come back down to what we saw, maybe pandemic level. I remember the first loan on the first house we bought in Indiana, it was a 15-year loan, 1.99%. This would have been early 2010s or something, back when the housing market still wasn't the best. Got a good deal on a house, great loan. And I thought to myself, I'll never see this ever again, ever. And even the second loan we got was like 3.49%. And I thought, do you think you'll ever see mortgage loan rates in the 4.5 or lower range again, or is that a long gone thing of the past?
Yeah, so I would say that 1.99, I'm surprised it was that low. I would gather that there was probably some kind of a rate buy down or something happening there that made the rate that low. Because to my knowledge, the absolute historical lows of mortgage rates was late 2020, early 2021, when the 30-year fixed was down below 3%, 15-year fixed was in the low twos. And I guess one thing to keep in mind about those low rates, the super low rates that we saw during the pandemic, everyone thinks of that as the quote unquote good old days. But just remember what else was happening. I mean, there was a global lockdown. You could hardly leave your house. You couldn't buy toilet paper. Everyone was afraid they were going to catch COVID and you know, be really sick or die. In response to that, the Federal Reserve slashed rates to zero to rescue the U.S. economy. So mortgage rates went that low because things were really bad. And conversely, mortgage rates have shot up. They've more than doubled over the past couple of years because things are good. I mean, GDP growth is strong. Hiring is robust. Inflation is back under control. So, you know, six and three quarters, which is kind of where we are now. So it doesn't sound great because it's so much higher than what everyone remembers from the pandemic, but it's really reflecting a healthy economy. You described the low rates in 2011. So there was a sort of unusual period from about 2002, so just after September 11th, until about 2022. So we had 20 years of unusually low rates, and that was spurred by all kinds of things. Like September 11th caused the Fed to lower rates and keep them down. The Great Recession caused the Fed to lower rates and keep them down. So it was just kind of a weird period. It was a great time to be a borrower, but to answer your question, I would say unlikely we're going to see rates below 4.5% unless something goes really wrong in the economy.
Yeah. I don't like this, Uncle Sam telling me, do your part for the country and pay a higher rate. Let's get those interest payments in. Okay, so if people wanted to learn more about this, maybe they have their own questions. I know Bankrate's a fantastic service for that. You guys actually look at many different angles. Sometimes I'll read things on there, things I've never considered before. You learn a lot. If people wanted to look at some of your work, where can they go?
Just go to Bankrate.com. Most of my content is on the mortgages section of Bankrate, but you're right. We've got a ton of content on there, mortgage calculators, mortgage rates. Bankrate.com is easy. There's no paywall, and all of our information is there.
Jeff Ostrowski, principal writer there, Bankrate.com. Thanks for breaking down some of that for us and helping us better understand what's going on. When you think about the things we interact with the most in life, housing is probably right up there atop with the cars and some of the other things that you need. Thank you so much for joining us here, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot. Enjoyed it.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. If you got a question or comment, feel free to text us at 800-905-0989 on News Talk 98.9 WORD. And welcome back. Got a couple of text messages here. One person said the interest rates haven't come down simply because Jerome Powell refuses to do so, and he refuses to do so because of his partisan politics. I think some people have that. The way it was described to me by financial people, when interest rates go down, it doesn't mean mortgage rates go down. In fact, mortgage rates normally stay the same or go up. There's a lot of other factors that go into that, different than what would be your traditional rate cut. So let me just phrase it that way. There's other, because what you see normally, like let's say there is a big economic turmoil, interest rates you'll find go up in order to try to help with inflation or slow inflation. So because of that, the mortgage rates went down in order to incentivize, I guess, people to continue into that path of buying a home. But when things are going well, as you heard from Bankrate, they don't really have the incentive to lower the mortgage rates. And things are going well right now under Donald Trump. Wasn't so much so when you saw it with a Joe Biden or a Barack Obama, for example. So thank you for that text message. One person said third-party buyers' rates keeping up. One person said, I'm curious if it's possible for home prices to go back closer to where they were 5 years ago. I did ask that question. I hope you heard that. One person said, oh, so good to hear you this morning. So many nice people saying it's great to hear my voice on this morning, filling in for Tara. You can find me online at Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. Two stories here. One, let's do this one first. Republicans say they've been called racist by House colleagues over Medicaid work requirements. Representative Hearn from Oklahoma said He's been called a racist by members of the House Ways and Means Committee for his support of Medicaid work requirements passed this month as part of the GOP's massive tax and spending legislation. What you saw when it came to unemployment and some of these other things, there's a lot of fraud that goes on behind the scenes. You have people that don't qualify, but were still getting the benefits. You have people that are able-bodied, not working, but were still getting the benefits, and there was no incentive for them to get a job. And you had people that flat out weren't citizens. So here's what they said. We are going to continue to keep everyone that qualifies under the law on Medicaid. No questions about it. But if there's a question that maybe you don't qualify anymore and you're still pulling from it, we're going to have you re-verify. So some examples of that, maybe at some point you didn't have a job, but now you do have a job, so you don't qualify for Medicaid anymore. Maybe you're a certain age, you should have been transferred over. Maybe you are able-bodied and you're no longer on disability or whatever it is, and you can go get a job, but you're deciding not to. There's certain things that would trigger you to have to verify to them that you still legally qualify for Medicaid. So the Republicans come in and said, you know what? You know what we should do? We should make sure the people that are on it actually should be on it, and the ones that shouldn't be on it should be off of it. That's how you save money. And they're absolutely right with that. You're not a racist for saying that only those who qualify should get it. So there's money to go for those that actually need it. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara, News Talk 98.9 WORD. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.